Hello, my name is Kevin Van Doorslayer. I am the founder of the Acting Studio Brussels. I'm a writer, actor, director, born in a carnival family, La Foire, for generations now.
Being a carny is already showbiz, right?
It was, because the origin of theater and of movies, a lot of people don't know, including some of the carnies. I had to research my own history. The origin of theater and movie making is at the fair. Street artists, the first cinemas were La Foire about 100 years ago, a little more. And so I think it touches itself in roots.
So what do you do at your school?
My school is an international acting school where we teach classes in English for either beginning students, people who are curious about the journey of acting, and for professionals who need to work on their muscle between jobs. Or when they have a job, prepare here for either the audition or the job. So
how do you exercise that muscle?
I like to see it like a gym, like you go to the gym, you know, you need to. So here we work on the voice, we work on the physical aspect of acting, and then the emotional side as well, text. You got to train that muscle. I see it, people who have been with me for a couple of years now, they're sharp. When they go to an audition, they do a warm-up for their voices, emotionally they're available and they're sharp, including myself. I still need to train, I think every actor needs to. We have two programs, one that's focused on the Meisner technique, where we take them step by step, until after a few weeks they're ready for scene works, and then they jump into the other category, which is scene work. That varies depending on the level.
There's no business like show business, and I tell you it's so.
So you have a new movie out. What is it? It's a short film?
Yeah, it's a short film. It's my second directorial film. It's called 5 Past 12, and it's a drama this time. Not like Rendezvous Med Dieu, that was a comedy. Here it's the story of a young lady played by Céline Vanderpool, who's also a student and now teacher at the Acting Studio Brussels. And her character wakes up after a night of heavy drinking and partying, and she finds out that she killed someone in a car accident. And it's a very personal story, because I have a past of kind of heavy drinking, and not proudly, so to say, drinking and driving. So I was always very lucky that I never hurt anyone. And so, I don't know, I felt like the story needed to be told in a way. And my sister, Chloe Van Doorslayer, who was in Rendezvous Med Dieu and won a prize, Best Actress in London for that, it plays the cop. And the little girl is my daughter, Brooklyn. So it's very always, you know, close family.
Dans la famille.
Dans la famille, yeah, it's crazy. And the Acting Studio Brussels extend that family now, where we, you know, a lot of the students are in smaller parts as well.
So this movie has been presented in a couple festivals?
Yes. It's, as you know, it's the long day's journey to the night, almost the writing process, and then the preparing the movie, budgeting and all that, then very intense shooting of the film, and then afterwards the long post-production that takes sometimes years, and people ask, when's the movie coming out? And then you have the movie's out now, what do you do? And festivals and investing in, you know, trying to get there, and we've been very lucky to have many selections, including prizes, and now the next one is San Diego International Film Festival.
You did a Los Angeles Film Festival already.
We did Los Angeles Studio City Film Festival. We won their Best Micro Short. It wasn't our first prize, though. We won a New York Film Cinematography Awards as well. But it all depends also sometimes the selection. And this one in San Diego is the biggest yet. It's the International San Diego Film Festival. So we have Julia Roberts presenting her movie, Glenn Close. And in between that, they have a selection for short films. And yeah, very proudly so, we're also in it. So we're traveling, of course. We're going there.
Yeah. The whole family?
This time, no. We were in New York last month, and my sister was there. Céline Vanderpool was there. My sister took then her kid. But this time, it's just going to be me and Céline, me and my lead actress.
And so for us who are here in Belgium, how do we see this movie?
That's a good question. I hope as soon as possible in one of the Brussels film festivals, either the short one or the international one. And then the next step would be, we have signed a deal with a short TV. That is, you can get that on a Telenet. And the next step will be, but that's not going to be for a few months, I am afraid, online. That's how usually the life of a short film ends, online, free.
So it's 5 before, does it?
No,
5 past midnight. Yeah.
It's good. And it's good that you say so, because it has, you know, 5 before 12, before midnight, therefore 12 in the Flams, signifies also this time to change. It's the last chance. And here it's 5 past 12. So because she, you know, she killed someone, it's too late. Yeah, there is.
Well, thank you very much, and good luck on your presentations.
Oh, a pleasure.
That night you open, and there you are. Next day on your dressing room, there hung a star. Let's go on with the show.